ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम् सिक्स्थ कैंटो चैप्टर टू एंटाइटल अजामिल डेलिवर्ड बाय विष्णुदूतास टेक्स्ट 32 Please respond. Athapi me durbhagasya vibudhottama darshane bhavitavyam mangalena yenatma me prasidati. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I am certainly most abominable and unfortunate to have merged in an ocean of sinful activities. But nevertheless, because of my previous spiritual activities, I could see those four exalted personalities who came to rescue me. Now I feel exceedingly happy because of their visit. Purport. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 2254, sadhu sangha sarva shastra koi lavamatra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. Association with devotees is recommended by all the shastras, because by even a moment of such association, one can receive the seed for all perfection. In the beginning of his life, Ajamila was certainly very pure, and he associated with devotees and brahmanas. Because of that pious activity, even though he was fallen, he was inspired to name his son Narayana. Certainly this was due to good counsel given from within by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto mata smritir jnanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. The Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart, is so kind that if one has ever rendered service to Him, the Lord never forgets him. Thus the Lord, from within, gave Ajamila the opportunity to name his youngest son Narayana, so that in affection he would constantly call Narayana, Narayana, and thus be saved from the most fearful and dangerous condition at the time of his death. Such is the mercy of Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. By the mercy of the Guru and Krishna, one receives the seed of bhakti. This association saves the devotee from the greatest fear. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore change a devotee's name to a form that reminds him of Vishnu. If at the time of death, the devotee can remember his own name, such as Krishnadas or Govindadas, he can be saved from the greatest danger. Therefore, the change of names at the time of initiation is essential. The Krishna consciousness movement is so meticulous that it gives one an good opportunity to remember Krishna somehow or other. In this verse, Ajamila is explaining the unfortunate situation that he was there, Durbhagasya. and how he became fortunate by two things. One, Vibhudhottama Darshane, by a moment's association of Vibhudhottama, the devotees of the Lord, and Bhavitavyam Mangalena, some spiritual activities performed in the past, that these things happened. Which means the hand of the Lord, Sarvasachaham Hridisannivishtu. The Lord is seated within our heart, and He, knowing our desires, knowing even once if we have expressed some kind of, or some kind of sukriti, some kind of connection with anything with the Lord, knowingly, unknowingly. These combination of these two facilitate a durbhagasya to become bhagyavan. That is why Rupa Goswami says, Brahmanda Bhramite Kuna Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadepai Bhakti Lata Beej. So the contribution of these two, the wonderful combination of the mercy of the Lord and the mercy of the devotees. Great exalted pure devotees of the Lord. That durbhaga, a most unfortunate person, yenatma me prasidati, becomes the most happiest person. See, if an unfortunate person has to really become fortunate, there has to be the combination of the mercy of the Lord and His devotees. We are celebrating Janmashtami this week. And in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, all the devatas headed by Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the two greatest Mahajans, founder Acharyas of our Sampradaya and the bona fide Sampradayas, they are offering their prayers to Lord Krishna within the womb of Mother Devaki. The essence of the prayers that was offered by these great demigods headed by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva is basically, they say, in essence, my Lord, You are absolutely transcendental. You are not of this world. You are completely pure. And You are the absolute truth. That is the first part of the prayer. And the second part of the prayer is that by the process of devotional service alone, one can actually understand You. There is no other way. This is the essence of the prayer. They begin by saying, Satya vratam, satya param, trisatyam, satyasya yonim, nihitam cha satye, satyasya satyam, vrata satya netram, satyatmakam tvam, sharanam prapanna. Satya vratam, whatever your promise, name bhakta pranashyati, your promise, mamekam sharanam raja, aham tvam sarapapi bhyumokshishyami mashuchaha. Your promise that yoga kshemam vahamyaham. You have never failed in your promise. People may fail because of so many external reasons they can't fulfill their promise. But your promise is perfect. Satya vratam. Satya param. You are the absolute truth. Past, present and future. You are the only truth, in fact. Anything seen separate from You is actually illusion. Trisatyam. And You are true. You have these three kinds of energies. Jnana bala kriya. If you want to do something, automatically, swabhaviki, it happens. Sometimes we want to do something. We don't have the knowledge how to get things fulfilled. Even if we have knowledge, we don't have the ability. Sometimes we have the knowledge and also the ability, but we don't make an endeavor towards that end. But you simply think things happen. Trisatyam. Satyasya yonim. You are the source of all other incarnations, all other truths. Because it is coming from You, it is truth. Satyasya yonim. Nihitam cha satye. Only when you enter something, it does it become reality. Otherwise, it's all... there is no existence. Satyasya satyam. If there is anything truthful, you are the actual truth, which makes it truthful. Even the relative truths are truthful because you say it. Satyasya satyam. Satyasya satyam. Rita satya netram. Whatever truthful, whatever beautiful things are seen, it is simply yadyad vibhuti mat satvam shrimat urjitam evava tattadeva avagachatvam mama teja amsha sambhavam. If you see something glorious, wonderful, attractive, it is simply because it's your splendor. And therefore, satyatmakam, you are satchidananda vigraha, you are truth personified, and therefore, you are the only one worth taking shelter. Satyatmakam, tvam sharanam prapannaha. Therefore, you are the only one worth taking shelter. After that, in the next part of these beautiful prayers, there is another verse that is used. And that shows the glory of the devotees and how the combination of the mercy of the Lord and his devotees can actually help us. They say this beautiful verse. It says, Swayam samuttirya sudustaram dyuman bhavarnavam bhimamadabhrasauhrudaha bhavatpadambhoruhanavamatrate nidhaya yata sadanugraho bhavan. He says, they are saying about the glory of the devotees, how they help the conditioned souls to achieve the perfection. Bhavarnavam. Bhavarnava, this whole material world is compared to an ocean. An ocean consisting of unlimited waves of repeated birth, old age, disease and death. Because of durbhagasya, because of abominable sinful activities performed in forgetfulness of the Lord, in trying to become the Lord foolishly. So we are caught up in that ocean. Bhavarnavam. And this Bhavarnava is described by two adjectives. Sudustaram and Bhimam. Sudustaram. Sudustaram means no one can actually ever cross this ocean. It's impossible. Even if the ocean is smooth, very pure, sweet water, still you can't cross it because it's too vast. We are so insignificant and our strength is so limited that we can't have the strength to cross even the ocean. Even the best swimmers can't cross this ocean. We can't cross an ordinary ocean. What to speak of the ocean of birth and death? Absolutely a living entity has no hope of crossing the ocean, even if he's the best of swimmers and even in the best of environment in the ocean. Very, very smooth sailing. Everything is smooth and nice. Still you can't cross. What to speak of? Not only Sudustaram, Bhimam. Bhimam means fierce. It is very fierce, fearful. Why it is fearful? Because there are so many waves of distractions, so many waves of temptations, so many waves of agitations. So first of all, it is difficult to cross. And if they are covered by the waves of distractions, temptations, agitations from within, without, everywhere. And in addition to that, there are so many aquatics which are ready, oh, with their open mouth, ready to devour. Tared nana matagraha vyaptam siddhanta sagaram. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami compares in Chaitanya Charitamrita this material world to be a sagara. But what kind of sagara? Siddhanta sagara. So many imperfect conclusions about the truth. And even those rare souls who are somehow trying to cross over, trying to take shelter of something to cross over. There are so many people who are offering their hands guaranteeing, take this and you will cross over. But all these are like crocodiles. Nana mata graha. They are like aquatics, which are fearful. Very interesting. They say crocodile tears. These tears are actually, there's no substance in those tears. It's just a chemical reaction. It just happens when they open their mouth. Sometimes we also yawn and tears come out. But they are neither tears of joy nor sorrow. There is no meaning to that tears. So, nana mata graha. There are so many crocodiles open their mouth with tears in their eyes of so-called compassion. Come here, my child. Enter into my mouth, like literally like Agasur. There's a wonderful place for you. Comfortable. So many wrong philosophies. So many conclusions which are actually not revealing the truth. So, nana mata graha vyapta siddhanta sagaram. So, where is the question of crossing over this sudustaram bhimam bhavaranavam? But the great devotees of the Lord, swayam samuttirya sudustaram dhiman bhavaranavam bhimam adabhra sauhradaha. First thing is swayam samuttirya. These great personalities, samutti, uttirya means to cross. Samuttirya means perfectly they have crossed without any effort, without any endeavor. Effortlessly and perfectly, thoroughly. It's not that they think they have crossed. No. They've actually crossed. And after crossing, swayam samuttirya, adabhra sauhrudaha. Adabhra, sauhrada means well-wisher, and adabhra means ever well-wishers. So, swayam samuttirya, they cross over this so fearful and difficult to cross ocean, mamamaya, duratyaya, they cross over this. How do they cross over? They cross over, bhavat padambhoruha navam atrate. Bhavat padambhoruha, your lotus, the boat of the lotus feet of yours. So the Lord's lotus feet is the only way which can help us to cross this difficult to cross and fearful ocean. And they have effortlessly crossed simply because they have taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord's feet. The boat of the Lord's feet. Bhavat padam bhoruhanavam atrate, they have crossed over. Nidhaya yata. Nidhaya. But as soon as they cross over, because they are adabhra sauhrada, they are our ever well-wishers, they leave behind the boat. And what is that boat? That process by which anyone can actually cross over. That is the process. And bhavat padam bhoruhan nidhayata sad anugraho bhavan. And what is your glory, my Lord? They may leave the boat, but that boat in and of itself still cannot cross. But bhavan, yourself are sad anugraha. You are so merciful to the other sincere seekers that because they have taken the boat left by these great personalities with full faith, you accept that endeavor. And because of your acceptance of that process, that they are able to cross over. Otherwise, in and of itself, that boat is also not sufficient. But because the devotees have left the boat, and because with sincere faith, people who have taken shelter, Krishna mercifully accepts. This is the loving relation between the Lord and his devotees. The Lord is giving the boat. The Lord's feet is there. But the devotees make the lotus feet of the Lord accessible to the sincere seekers in a way that they can catch, irrespective of how fallen, how strengthless, how intelligence-less they are. That's the glory of the acharyas. The Lord's feet is available to anyone and everyone. But still it is very difficult to catch this boat. People have absolutely no power to swim. They drown right there. So sometimes forcefully they bring the boat and they make it so accessible. Push them literally into that boat by simplifying the process in a way that according to time, place and circumstance, people can somehow access. That is why it is said, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. And Krishna is so merciful that because the devotees have said, they accept it. Otherwise, we have no hope. Just like in Mahabharata, we find when Agnidev wanted to engulf the whole of Khandava forest, Indra would not allow that. So Agni requested, Arjun promised, I'm a Kshatriya, I'm going to protect. You have come to my shelter, I'll give you, no problem. And he covered with arrows so much that not a drop of water could come inside. And Agni started devouring. And so many living entities, harmful living entities, started walking out of that forest. And Krishna and Arjuna were standing there and killing every snake, every demoniac, people who were just running away from that forest. But then one demon, Maya, he rose. He was trying to escape Arjuna's. So somehow he escaped from behind. But Krishna saw him and immediately released his Sudarshan. Now Sudarshan, he has very good vision. No, nothing can miss him, you know. It's like a good antenna or a good, anything small comes immediately. Sudarshan. So that Sudarshan Chakra was after this Maya demon. But he somehow ran and took shelter of Arjuna. And Arjuna, in a spirit of chivalry, said, you have taken shelter of me, I'll give you protection. Krishna said, what have you done? I've released my Sudarshan already. It has never come back. But then Arjuna said, what can I do? He has taken shelter, I've given him protection. It's your problem now. Krishna said, all right. Because you have given shelter, same like Lord Vishnu taking back his Sudarshan. This is the second time probably he took back his Sudarshan after Satyuga, you know, and Duras Muni. But because a devotee had promised, and therefore he took it back. So Krishna, if his devotee speaks something, if his pure surrendered souls, out of compassion for the living entities, speaks some word, chalo, for you this much is allowed, chalo, chalega, karo. And if people take up with full faith, Krishna is obliged to accept that. In the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma says, Name Bharati Anga. He says, because, O Narada, because I have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, whatever I speak becomes perfect. Because pure devotees of the Lord have no other motivation than fulfilling the mission of the Lord, whatever they speak, Krishna is obliged to fulfill that. And therefore, Prabhupada writes here in this purport, thus it is the duty of the acharyas to publish books that will help future candidates to take up the method of service and become eligible to go back home, back to Godhead by the mercy of the Lord. In our Krishna consciousness movement, the same path is being prescribed and followed. Thus the devotees have been advised to refrain from four sinful activities, illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating and gambling, and to chant 16 rounds a day. These are bona fide instructions. And Prabhupada writes later, this is called the Acharya gives the suitable method of crossing this ocean of nations by accepting the boat of the Lord's lotus feet. And if this method is strictly followed, the followers will ultimately reach the destination by the grace of the Lord. This method is called Acharya Sampradaya. It is therefore said, Sampradaya Vihinaye Mantraste Nishpalamata. The Acharya Sampradaya is strictly bona fide. Therefore, one must accept the Acharya Sampradaya. Otherwise, one's endeavor will be futile. Srila Narottam Das Thakur therefore sings, Tadera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanivas Janame Janame Hoy Evi Abhilash. One must worship the lotus feet of the Acharya and live within the society of devotees. Then one's endeavor to cross over the nations will surely be successful. So, this is how the devotees and the Lord, this interplay, this is their whole drama. This is their beautiful Leela. And in this Leela, the Lord gives complete glory to the devotees. You did it actually. And the devotees give full credit to the Lord. This is another Leela, internal Leela going on. Krishna is telling, get up, Arjun. Tasmatum uttishta yasho labhasva. You take the fame. You take the name. You take the credit. But what is Arjuna's mood? At the end, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he says, at the end, he says, it is the same chariot, it is the same Arjun, it is the same Gandiva, everything is there, but it's all zero now because the one is gone. The supreme absolute truth, that supreme one, is gone. They know very well, the great acharyas know very well, in and of itself, nothing can work, only the mercy of the Lord. But the wonderful nature of this beautiful Guru Krishna Prasada is each one is trying to give credit to the other. The Lord is giving credit to the devotees. The devotees may be glorified. Let Yudhishthir Maharaj be glorified. Let Arjuna be glorified. Let their pure devotees be glorified. And the whole life and soul of the great devotees of the Lord is simply to glorify the Supreme Lord's mercy. So in this way, the Lord is always giving mercy, and the devotee, expertly knowing the heart of the Lord, makes that same mercy in a so tangible, such an accessible way, and prescribe personal prescriptions. They sometimes give some special discount also to some. Chalo, for your sake. They are like salespeople, you know. They understand the spirit of the manufacturers. Special cases, they make some special. And the Lord is obliged. Because the salesman has dedicated his life to the mission of that manufacturer, the manufacturer sometimes goes a little, you know, the extra way. Chalo, you give on a special situation, you gave extra credit. Okay, I'll accept that also. This is the loving exchange between the Lord and his devotees. And that's what is. And the greatness of these devotees of the Lord are not only they supply the boat which helps us to cross over the difficult to cross and bhimam, fearful ocean, but gradually this boat leads to an unlimited, shoreless, bottomless ocean of devotional service. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And in this ocean, you can dive inside, drown, and enjoy yourself. Yena atma suprasidati. Tyaktva turnamashesha mandalapati shenim sadatu chavat. Bhutva dina ganeshakau karunaya kaupina kanthashritau. Gopi bhava rasa amrita abdhi lahari kallola magnau muhur. The Shad Goswamis, they had renounced everything of this world. Kaupina kanthashritau. Why? Karunaya. Just to give a wonderful example. To show us the futility of trying to take shelter of anything of this world. They had nothing to take shelter. One little kopin. No bank balance, no doctor, no lawyer. or some demigods to take shelter of. Nothing. Where were their shelter? Gopi bhava rasa. Amrita abdhi. Abdhi means an ocean. Lahari in these beautiful waves. Kallola. They were just, you know, it's like surfing sometimes. You see in Chopati, you know, these people are enjoying surfing. Sometimes fall inside the ocean, come out. So kallola, magnao, absolute absorption and drowning in this ocean. Like Mahaprabhu. He would drown.
He would, in that ecstasy, drown in the ocean. Hours together he was there. And when someone lifted up, he said, "Why did you bring me out?" Sometimes if we are drowning, if nobody comes, we say, "Why didn't you, somebody come to rescue me?" But Mahaprabhu was lying in the ocean for hours together. And when somebody picked him up and brought him back to consciousness, he says, "I was in such an ocean of ecstasy. Why did you bring me out?" They show us param drishtvani vartate. They were in a higher realm. Actually, that ocean is available right within our heart. It's a journey within. The whole journey, the Krishna, the Lord as Chaitya Guru, and the external manifestation of His divine grace. They assist us to take this internal journey from this ocean of material bhava, bhimam and sudustaram to the bhakti rasa amrita sindhu. Introduce us to a ocean within. And therefore, that nitya siddha Krishna prem, that Krishna prem is available right within our own heart. Foolishly, we're trying to look everywhere. But by Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bij, by the mercy of the Lord and by the mercy of the devotees, they give us the seed, which if potentially cultivated, which potentially give us access. It's like giving us a password. Now you do the rest. You open the file, scrutinizingly understand, follow it, assimilate it, practice it, perfect it. So this is the mercy. And here we see from Durbhaga, he is understanding. Actually, Ajamil has understood. He says, "Athapi me Durbhagasya." As such an unfortunate, sinful, abominable person drowning in the ocean of material existence, but vibhudottama darshane, by the mercy of Guru, who reminded me, just like Chintamani and Somagiri. Somagiri had already given, but this Chintamani prostitute again reminded him. Similarly, Ajamila had previously. He had lost. But then this Vishnu Duta has again acted as a catalyst to remind him. Therefore, he has taken it very seriously now. So, vibhudottama darshane bhavitavyam mangalena. And because of mercy of the Lord, some spiritual credit, which he never forgets. We may forget, he never forgets. And because of that, we got the association of devotees. And therefore, yenatma me prasidati. I am so happy now. I am so blissful. Hare Krishna. So any questions and comments? We have 10 more minutes. Yeah. Can somebody pass the mic?
No. Prabhuji, Hare Krishna. While attempting to cross the ocean, as you said, few hands are extended to catch hold of you. Now, there are two problems. Number one, for us, the Noites, we don't know whether this is a crocodile's hand or it is a true devotee's hand, which will definitely help me there. But the real problem comes, even if a true devotee, while taking us across the ocean, all of a sudden, and we know the cases, all of a sudden changes his mind and becomes a crocodile out of the greed or what. And at that time, by that time, it is so late for us to leave the faith in that crocodile. We have developed so much of the faith in that devotee, true devotee, which has turned crocodile now. In that situation, what do we do? What to do? Because in our knowledge and in our acquaintances, these things are happening. So what to do in such things to remove your faith from that crocodile and come back to the original path?
Just remain sincere. It's Krishna's headache.
We won't know that it is we are going...
You just remain sincere. You just remain sincere. You pray to Krishna. I am fool number one. I don't know.
You guide me. Krishna is there. Chaitanya Guru is there within your heart. He will send another boat. He will send a million boats. We have to remain sincere. If our motives are pure and clear, then it is Krishna's responsibility. It is his job. It's not our job. We do our part. Is our motivation clear? Make sure that we have to make sure that our motivations are 100% pure. Krishna, I don't want anything of this world. I simply want your lotus feet. Because I know only that can give me true pleasure, true satisfaction, true bliss. That's Krishna's responsibility. And he's Achyuta. He's infallible. He will never fail. He never wants that that this process of the devotees be blemished, this process be blemished. He will extend himself to any length. And there is, he's unlimited. He can extend to any length. We have to remain sincere. We do our job. Krishna will do his. We shouldn't become alligators, at least. We pray to Krishna. Any other questions? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Jai Gaura Premanandi.